The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future. And so you told us the future is now.
We
hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing great. How you doing?
I am doing well. How did you spend your Cinco de Mayo? Did you have tacos and tequila?
Nope. Oh. I was in my house.
Well, I did. I went to a brand new establishment. Opening day was Cinco de Mayo. So, stood in line for
you did hood rat shit with your friends?
Yes, I did. Stood in line for an hour. With my mask on.
Good.
Yes, and then the food at this place was phenomenal. The margarita I had was great. Mm-hmm. So yes, it was a joyous occasion had by all celebrating Cinco de Mayo yesterday. So yes, it was well worth standing in that line for.
Yeah. Oh, I got my nails done, so yay.
Pampering. That always counts.
They're a cute little rainbow color.
Nice. So, yay! Nice. This is the NXT Cast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find the show through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is search for The WrestleCast - The CSPN. Subscribe to the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you'll get this lovely podcast in your podcast queue. Eat. And every week. So my mom calls me up on Tuesday night. We're chatting because I'm going to go see her on Saturday, and you know, we're kind of finalizing some things going on, you know, for that. And so she's, you know, asking me, she's like, hey, did you watch wrestling last night? Yeah, of course I did. So she's like, well, you know, what do you think about the thing we got going on with Braun and Drew? And I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I'm really not that interested in it, but I'm just mad they broke up the Hurt Business. And she's like, yeah. She was like, you think they were keeping together, but, you know, they don't ask us our opinion for things. And then I was like, NXT is getting ready to come on. She's like, yeah, I just turned to it. And then she's like, Leon Ruff is coming to the ring. And then she talks about how, you know, Leon Ruff is so small, but, you know, he's a fighter and he's a scrapper, and you know what I'm saying, they try to take advantage of him because they think that he's, you know, she said they underestimate him because of his size. But, you know, he's really good for himself. So she's like, okay, son, let me go so I can watch it. And I was like, okay, mom. Well, gee, I love you too. See you on Saturday.
That's so cute.
So, Isaiah Swerve Scott and Leon Ruff, they're having this false count anywhere match that has been brewing for the last couple of months between these two. Isaiah Swerve Scott is sent to the outside, and the diving cutter connects from Leon Ruff, and then he climbs up a ladder up onto the set. He dives off, and AJ Francis, if you've been watching the show that comes on after the biographies on A&E, where they're trying to recapture the WWE memorabilia. He's that guy. He's the black guy that goes to people's houses and looking for the stuff. He catches Leon Ruff, gives him a DVD onto the barricade. Back in the ring, Swerve hits the JML driver, and that's enough to get Isaiah Swerve Scott the win.
Woo! This match was insane from the beginning. I was like, oh my God. When he did that spot where he did, what was it, like kind of like a hurricane,
the poison rana, the reverse hurricane rana.
Yeah. Oh my God, that scared the shit out of me. Oh my goodness, this match was crazy. I loved it. Ooh, Swerve Scott with the heel life. This was great. I really, really loved this match. Every single moment. And then they did the picture to me again, and all of a sudden they were in the locker room. I was like, how did you get there? I can't see anything. Stop doing that. You don't have to compete with AEW anymore. Give me the full screen. I can't see nothing. That's the only like downside. Because right. They always go to it when some like crazy shit is happening or an important pivotal part. So I can know how they got from one place to the next.
Right.
So I'm like, tell me, at least when they went to commercial, when you come back, they'll be like, this is what happened during the break. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's how they got there. Not anymore. You just put a picture in picture and be like, there you go. Girl, my TV is small. I can't see that. I don't know what's happening. I'm poor. I got a small ass TV. I can't see.
Like I said, if you're not watching on like a movie screen, then yeah, these picture in pictures are pretty much worthless, man.
Right. Unless I got a TV big enough to cover my whole ass wall, put it on a freaking movie projector or some shit. Like, I can't see nothing.
Right. So Swerve has this new entourage that he's been hanging around with in the studio and stuff. Yeah. So it's that AJ Francis dude. It's Boo, Brianna Brandy, and it's another guy that has, Adonis dude?
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, that's your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's his crew right now that he's rolling with. Yeah. That's his entourage. So we'll see what comes of that. Yeah. Hey, Brianna Brandon.
Leon.
Hey,
Boo. Ella, right? Leon, get you a crew. Get your crew and let's go.
What he need to do is be like, hey, look here, wifey, fiance, take them stripes off and put the tights back on.
Right. Be like, listen, one night only. I need you. We need to get it popping.
Right. The way in the form of Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory. They're here to see William Regal, but he's busy talking to our smoldering queen and NXT champion, Scarlett. Austin Theory looks at her and says, those are the biggest, most natural he's ever seen. He knows they have to be real. He's talking about her nails, of course. And Johnny Gargano was like, God, what are you doing, man? You can't be around here touching people. It's like, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get us all in trouble. Get out of here.
He's like, did you see? Yes, I saw the nails. They're very big. Let's go. You can't do this. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, that was funny.
Yes. Asher Hale took on our man Cameron Grimes.
So Money Grimes.
A missile dropkick gives Hale a two count, but Cameron Grimes hits him with the knee, knocks him back down. The swinging sit outside effect sets up the cave in, and Cameron Grimes gets to the pay window.
Woo!
We have a promo here with Little Team Sunshine. Caden Carter and Casey Catanzaro aren't worried about Tian Sha because they want the tag team titles. Frankie Monet comes in and she says, oh, they're so adorable, but she doesn't see them winning those tag team titles for quite a while. And then Caden Carter was like, she's like, y'all are so adorable. And Caden Carter got hot.
Yeah, she did. But you are adorable, Caden.
With your green eyeshadow. Mm-hmm.
You're just fine and you're adorable.
Yes, she is.
Take it.
Yes.
I guess they learned the lesson because all of a sudden they don't care about Desire Lee getting possessed by Tian Sha. Because they're like, I don't care about them. I'm like, you did care though. You're the one that got up in their business. You're the one that started it. She was just out here just kicking other people in the face. You're the one that came out and was like, what's wrong with you? Why are you changing? And see, now you learned your lesson. At least you learned your lesson. Because now they don't care.
Right. Right. Cameron Grimes. He's in the back. He's celebrating. He's getting ready to go to the club, he said. And that's when Everrise comes in. It's like, oh, we want to go to the club? And he's like, nah, man. He's like, I just bought a booth and I ain't. I just bought a booth at the club and I'm like, I only got room for me, myself, and Cameron Grimes. He's like, I'm going straight to the VIP room. The Everrise Rules shirts were pretty cool, though. They were in a kind of Saturday night's main event style. Yeah. So that was cool.
Oh, Money Grimes. So funny.
The grizzled young veterans, they took on Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa. Everything breaks down with Drake and Thatcher crashing out to the floor. Thatcher wins a strike off with Gibson, but can't get the Fujiwara armbar. Instead, Gibson plants Thatcher with a DDT for a two count. So what happened was they went crashing. Somebody went crashing through the announce table over the, I think it was Ciampa went over the announce table. Well, in that.
Yeah, he did.
In that fracas and the, you know, everybody getting out of the way or whatever, Wade Barrett, they say Wade Barrett lost his shoe. Well, somehow somebody gets Wade Barrett's shoe. Well, Ciampa gets Wade Barrett's shoe, throws it in the ring. He then offers a distraction, and Thatcher hits Gibson in the head with the heel. He didn't hit him with the toe. He hit him with the heel part. Like, damn. It's like he's really gonna knock my man out. Setting up the Fujiwara armbar, and my man Zach Gibson has to tap out, unfortunately.
It was a great moment, though. I was like, wait, what's happening? Oh no, he beat him with the shoe like he stole something. Oh, he got me. Oh, I liked it. I really like Grizzly Young Veterans, though. That, like, one of, like, my favorite moments in this match, besides the shoe, was when, I think it was the one with the hair, when he, like, he went out of the ring, and then he, like, went by and, like, tagged him, and then the ref was like, no, that's not a tag.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a great, great way to, number one, distract, and to also give himself a breather.
Right.
So that he can kind of like come back in. And then the way they cut off the ring, like when that happened, I was just like, you better use the rest. You better use these rules. Yes. And it kind of made it seem like, oh, you can't do that. You can't follow the rules. I was like, they smart. Oh, you smart. Oh, I love that. I really enjoyed that part. That was really cool. And then when he jumped and he like hit him in the back, I was like, damn. Ooh, this is great. I really like this match. I really enjoy Grizzly Young Veterans. They get so, they're so passionate.
So what's funny is Vic Joseph is like, you had your shoes off. That means you hate Zach Gibson. And Wade Barrett's like, no, don't be trying to spread these rumors. Hold up. Because, you know, that's the deal, right? Shoes off if you hate Gibson, and then everybody in NXT UK is holding their shoes up. Yeah.
Oh, poor Gibson. Which one? Is he the one with the hair?
He's the bald-headed one.
Okay.
Drake is the one. James Drake is the one with the hair. He calls himself, Zach Gibson calls himself Liverpool's number one. And so on one of the very first like UK takeovers or whatever, I think this is before they actually started the tag team. I think he was in a singles match and somebody had a Zach Gibson sign, and but it was like Zach Gibson, Liverpool's number two, and they had and they had it where like his head was getting flushed into the toilet.
Oh no, that's not nice.
But yes, the Grizzled Young Veterans are awesome, man. I hate that they're on the losing end of these matches right now. They really could, you know, get that one-on-one match that, well, not one-on-one, but that, you know, team versus team match versus MSK, and I think that thing would bang.
Yeah,
Even though we got it at the Dusty Classic, we should get it again. Run it back. Run it back. Run it back.
I mean, yeah. Because, it was good. I enjoyed very much stuff. Like, yes. Ooh, look at this tag team work. Yeah. Right. Made me very happy. Yeah, every time Timothy Thatcher puts somebody in that arm bar and whatever hold, woo, I'm like, ooh. He just looks so joyful. He looks so joyful just be causing so much pain.
Yes, he's one of those guys, for sure.
So Thatch. Just gleeful.
So Johnny Gargano's like, watch this, Austin Theory. He about to kick down this door. He about to knock Regal's door in. They get ready. They turn the corner. They approach Regal's door. And, of course, Austin Theory knocks gently. But William Regal wasn't in his office. So he comes, like, walking up. The Way tells William Regal about the upcoming North American title defense against Bronson Reed and how it shouldn't be allowed. William Regal says, yes, it is still on. And because of his words earlier, now next week Austin Theory is gonna have to face Karrion Kross.
It was like after Austin Theory knocked gently, Johnny was like, yeah, you know what, that was a better choice. That was a better choice. Better idea. Yeah. Idiot. Oh, I love them. They're so funny.
Swerve and his entourage brag about his win as they leave the building. So, looks like this is going to be an ongoing thing. Swerve, Brianna Brandy, AJ Francis, and what's his first name? The Adonis?
I don't. He's just some.
Like, what is it? Z the Adonis?
It's something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just call him Adonis because I can't ever remember.
Right. We get a video recap of the debuts.
Is it Miles?
No.
Miles the Adonis?
No, definitely not that. Of Saray and Zeta Reimer getting their initial victories in NXT last week. So outcome, our smoldering queen and Karrion Kross was in tow. Karrion Kross says that he isn't going to be afraid of anyone and he wants to give the people what they want. Let's give them a fight. So next week, he'll start that against Austin Theory. Well, that's when cool Kyle O'Reilly comes out to say that Kross is the NXT champion and that is the match that he wants. He thinks that Kross wants it too. And then here comes Pete Dunne to interrupt. Pete Dunne asks if they're having a laugh and starts to throw his hat in the ring. And then the Prince, his music hits, and Balor cuts off Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne's like, Kyle O'Reilly, been there, done that. He's like,
twice.
He's like, Pete Dunne, been there, done that, twice. And then he goes, right after Karrion Kross. He ain't even, he's like, and Karrion Kross throws the mic down, punches him in the face.
Yes, loved it.
Finn gets knocked down, so Pete Dunne goes after Karrion Kross as well. Kross sends him to the outside, kicks O'Reilly into the corner. Finn Balor does a shotgun drop kick, and he drop kicks Karrion Kross into Kyle O'Reilly in the corner as the security guards come rushing in. A Kross clothesline drops Finn Balor, and then Kross suplex did the side Sayato suplex to a security guard. Karrion Kross is left all alone, but here comes the Way to jump him from behind. Theory gets suplexed, but some super kicks put Kross down for a few seconds. Gargano adds a shot from the title belt to the head of Karrion Kross, and they finally leave Karrion Kross laying.
Yes, that's what I like. Beat up Karrion Kross.
Now, I'm not much on this Karrion Kross championship run, as I'm sure everybody knows. But damn, they made him look like Goldberg in this thing. He beat up like 3.5 dudes.
Yep. I mean, to be fair, they're all very skinny and he's not. So, I mean, there's that. But like, yeah. Listen, give me Pete Dunne versus Kyle O'Reilly versus Finn Balor for that championship. I don't care about applesauce. Crisscross applesauce. Unsweetened applesauce. I don't care about him.
But if
move.
But that's the only way we're going to get Scarlett, though. It's a love-hate with this situation. Listen,
there are three very capable gentlemen that can steal her away.
There you go with the stealing her away.
I'm going to pitch that idea every single time. steal her away. All of them got 30 times more drip than he does. Okay? Any one of them, even orange-ass, unsmiling Pete Dunne, steal her away.
During the break, Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory, they leave in the building.
Because they're smart.
I think that was McKenzie was like, y'all leaving? They're like, yeah, mm-hmm. Before the tag team match. And Johnny was like, oh yeah, Indian and Candace, they can handle it. They can handle it. We're out. And so they jump in there.
We're going to start the celebration early.
Right. We're going to get set up for the celebration. So they jump into Chrysler 300 and they are out.
Because they're smart. That's right. What you do.
Zadeya Reimer versus Saray. Saray hits a running dropkick against the ropes, and then a missile dropkick puts Reimer down again. Saray then snaps off a hard T-bone suplex, and she gets the win over Zadeya Reimer.
This was a good match.
It was short, but it was good.
It was, yeah. It was short, but effective. I enjoyed this match a lot. See how did I was mad that this match is short? Because we have so much more plethora of women's storylines that are going to be coming, that are sprinkled all throughout the show. It's not just a 3-minute match. So this match could be a little shorter because we have another one coming and we have segments. You see how it's well-rounded?
Mm-hmm.
AEW, do you see this? Take notes, okay? Instead of taking notes to make your next big joke, take notes on how to improve your women's division. Maybe just a little bit.
Walter yells at Imperium via Zoom. He's speaking in German, so we have no idea what he's saying. But whatever he was saying was directed at Alexander Wolf because he isn't happy. Oops. And he walks off. We get a vignette about something called the Diamond Mind, and they said the Diamond Mind is coming, so I don't know if that's a faction or a person or
right.
A new
what is that?
Show or what. I don't know what this is.
Right.
Saray is in the back and she's checking on Zadeya Reimer when Toni Storm is coming up on the prowl to, I guess, get some revenge on her. When Zoe Stark is like kind of right there, like lurking by and kind of cuts her off. So they have a stare down. Toni Storm storms off and then Zoe Stark goes to check on Zadeya Reimer as well.
Woo, this is fun. I was like, Zoe, where'd you come from? What's happening? She was right there. She was just like, nope, I don't think so. This is going to be fun. I like this little battle of the blonde. I'm into it.
Jake Atlas versus LA Knight.
The ruler's back. And what that means is a bunch of incels are out here going to be saying my name in a minute. But just because you say LA Knight, that don't make you cool. And speaking of not cool, I'm going to give new meaning to the name Jake Atlas tonight. Because I'm going to punt your ass so far down the street, you're going to need an Atlas just to fight it. Yeah. And that's not an insult. That is just a fact of life.
Charging right back in. Holds on to the top rope. What a foot across the face. Followed up by another. Jake Atlas, Beth, just looking for that right moment. I mean, there's a lot to like about Jake Atlas. Oh!
I bet he didn't like that, though. Beautiful from L.A. Knight. Whose game is it? It's L.A. Knight's game.
And L.A. Knight rolling in with a lot of momentum, of course. Took care of Dexter Lumis last week.
Look at the athleticism of the man. And let's face it, he didn't just beat Dexter Lumis last week. He beat Lumis at his own game. Stared him down, got inside his head. That just shows you how versatile L.A. Knight is.
Some believe Knight's so egotistical, he thinks everything should just be handed to him.
Handed to him? Look at the man. He outworks everybody. 1 hour of cardio a day, 2 hours of weightlifting a day, 3 pounds of meat consumed per day. 1, 2, 3. L.A. Knight.
Is baloney on the grocery list because he's full?
And right now, Atlas delivering big shots right across the jaw. Atlas, German suplex tonight. This could be a huge win, a statement victory in their career. Jake Atlas tonight kicked out at two.
Well, Jake Atlas has been growing week by week here in NXT, grasping every opportunity that comes his way. Former competitive gymnast. But once again, LA Knight just too small, too much of those veteran wiles around him.
Face first in that middle turnbuckle, really turning the tide in this matchup and turning it right back in the favor of LA Knight.
Once again, I mean, isn't being wily being a veteran, or is it a handful of tights? I mean, let's be honest, LA Knight is taking shortcuts every single chance.
Shortcuts, whatever. It's highly effective in getting you to the destination. That's the point. The destination is the top for this man. He wants ultimately the NXT championship, and he is of that caliber. Let me be clear.
Well, apparently integrity is not on the menu either.
Atlas was looking to go underneath, was able to sidestep. LA Knight swinging a miss. No miss there.
It's the BFT.
And that will spell the end of Jake Atlas.
Here is your winner, LA Knight.
Well, that is simply magical from LA Knight, Vic. Even you have to admit that.
You want his payroll?
No. I was so happy to see my Jake Atlas back. I was like, oh no. I don't want you to lose, Jake.
Let me talk to you. He was
this is a good match. I just didn't want Jake to lose.
He's like, your name's Atlas, huh? He's like, well, I'm going to kick your ass so far down. I'm going to kick your ass. Something like that. He's like, I'm going to kick your ass so far or something. You're going to need Atlas to find it.
Like, okay. Okay. What are you talking about, LA Knight?
Okay, LA Knight. So okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's funny.
Indy Hartwell is panicking over not getting Dexter Lumis back, but Candice LeRae hides a drawing that he has left for her. She also closes the blinds because Dexter Lumis is lurking and looming into the, you know, women's locker room.
Luminous Lumis.
Most people would get arrested and have charges filed if they were doing that, but, you know.
Yep.
This is a different universe. Then we get this Toni Storm in the camera promo where she talks about Zoe Stark being the flavor of the month, and she is rapidly losing her flavor. Toni Storm says she brought her into this business, and she is now going to have to take her out.
Why are you a heel, Toni? They haven't explained this to me. I want to know. Why is she a heel? I enjoyed this promo, though. But why are you a heel? She was so mad. She was so mad. Pointing at the camera, pissed. She was pissed.
El Legado del Fantasma, they cut an in-ring promo. Santos Escobar talks about tradition and says last week was part of a premonition. He is going to regain his Cruiserweight title, and he's doing it soon. Joaquin Wild says MSK won the tag team titles, but they didn't beat Legado del Fantasma. Raul Mendoza issues the challenge for the titles, but Kushida appears on the video screen, and he issues a challenge to Escobar for the Cruiserweight title next week. And of course, Escobar says his home.
Yes. It was fun. I love them just talking in Spanish and then talking Japanese. Yes. Yes. I'm excited. Excited. Can't wait.
We get a sit-down, split-screen interview between the champion of NXT's women's division, Raquel Gonzalez, and her latest challenger, Mercedes Martinez. Raquel says the title means that she is the baddest woman in the division, and she has pure power. Martinez talks about how she's been around for a long time, but Gonzalez isn't intimidating her. They promise to beat each other up next week, and Martinez says she paved the roads that Gonzalez has come down. Gonzalez says, oh, I'm not gritty. Martinez calls her cookie cutter, but Gonzalez says she's accomplished more in the year than Martinez ever has. Gonzalez says Martinez is the next challenger, but she won't be the last.
Woo! This was spectacular. I loved every single second of this promo. Yes. Loved Raquel talking shit and for Mercedes being like, hold on, little girl. All this, your spicy shit you're talking, I've been this. I've paved this. And then when Raquel was like, oh, you paved the road down here and then I elevated it to up here. Now what? And then Mercedes was like, don't talk. Ooh, I love this. I love this, the shit talking rookie versus like the veteran. And ooh, this was the spice, the flavor. Loved it. And it really did sound like a not like a regular promo. You say your thing and then I say my thing. And then it's like they were kind of like interrupting each other, putting up little jabs. It was like when Christian and Taz had that like back and forth, mm-hmm. and then Taz said something and then Christian kind of snuck in a little jab. Mm-hmm. They were doing this back and forth. I love this. Yes, this is great. This makes me even more excited for the their match. Love this.
I don't know what it was about this interview. I don't know if it was just her makeup or maybe just because she was in her more her street clothes. But man, Raquel Gonzalez was looking really fine. I was like, oh.
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
It was that the lighting, too. It was that gold lighting on her skin.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, man, I never really, you know, had a creep cast moment for Raquel Gonzalez, but I think I just had one.
Yep.
Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon, they find Frankie Monet's dog in their tank. The dog is sent on his way, but now the tank is unusable due to, you figure it out.
Poop. Dog pooped in the tank. That's what it was. Typical white woman. Didn't clean it up.
Cameron Grimes. He's at the club and he's headed to the VIP room, but the bouncer says he isn't on the list. He says, yeah, your name isn't here because the entire club has been rented out. And then all of a sudden, while Cameron Grimes is like, man, double check it. And insulting the bouncer, a long white limo pulls up. Ted DiBiase gets out and says that he's brought the whole club. DiBiase is like, hey, why buy a booth or why buy a room when you can buy the whole club? DiBiase hits the catchphrase, everybody has a price for the $1 million man, does the evil laugh before he goes inside. And Cameron Grimes is like, that wasn't even funny.
He got even madder than last week. The angry Ted DiBiase only gets me. He's like, Ted DiBiase! It's like echoed. Oh, I love this so much. Just keep it going. It's so funny. Oh, the rage he gets. He just gets higher and higher. I love this. Oh, he gets me.
Definitely was a slow burn with Cameron Grimes for most people, but yes. I think everybody is fully invested who watches this show, and it's like, yes, he is definitely a highlight, a must see on this show now. Next week
when you started getting loud, that was when it sealed it for me.
Next week, they tell us that Kushida and Santos Escobar will battle for the Cruiserweight title in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Oh, they're going to be wrestling. And Raquel Gonzalez is defending the women's title against Mercedes Martinez.
Yes. That's going to be great.
Now, it's main event of the evening time. As The Way, in the form of Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae, are taking on the NXT Women's Tag Team Champions of Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart. Ember and Shotzi are dressed as Jason and Freddy to come out.
So yeah.
That was adorable. Wasn't Halloween. Don't know the context of it. Guess they were just like, hey, if we're going to go out, let's go out with a bang. Let's do something that we want to do. You knew it was not going to be good for them when they didn't come out with the tank.
Yep. I was like, they're tankless.
Indy Hartwell is put on the announcer's table for the big splash off of the lighting dress from Shotzi. Well, let's talk about the laying Candice LeRae on the ladder, doing the senton, not breaking the ladder, bouncing, both of them bouncing off of the ladder onto the floor.
We had this discussion with Darby Allin. All right. And now they're doing it again. Stop this. Why do they try to kill me every gosh darn week?
There was another spot where Shotzi was about to do something real reckless, and Candace thankfully blasts her in the face with a fire extinguisher so she couldn't do it.
Yeah. Like, you guys, please. I can't. I can't handle it.
Candice LeRae plants Ember Moon back inside. Indy Hartwell is somehow back up, and she does the springboard elbow drop to Ember Moon through a table on the floor. That leaves Candice LeRae to hit the black to hit Shotzi Blackheart with some brass knuckles. Then she did the wicked stepsister onto a chair, and she pinned Shotzi Blackheart, and we have new NXT Women's Tag Team Champions, Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae.
Finally.
you've been asking for it.
I have, finally, because if they had lost, I would have been through. I would have been through. Finally. And they had their little matching gear. It was very cute. I was like, "Whoa, look, they're matching." I should have known they were winning then. No tank, and these two are matching. I see it. This match, that ladder spot, that wicked stepsister on the chair. The way, like, freaking Ember got thrown into that barricade and then over the barricade. Mm-hmm. Lord. It was a lot. But very, very good match. I enjoyed this match a lot. But by God.
So yeah, man, there's a lot of action. There's a lot of recklessness on the half of Shotzi Blackheart.
And Candace.
Yeah, and Candace. I thought that Indy Hartwell actually looked really good in this match though.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, it was definitely a showcase for her. So the way have finally benefited somebody besides Johnny has benefited from being in finally. The way and not like in the way, like you're in the way, but being a part of the way. and so now they are the NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. Good thing that Candace kept Indy focused and not focused on Dexter, and told her to channel all that frustration towards the tag team champions, and they got it done.
They did right off the bat. Didn't even give Alicia the chance to announce this match. She was like, "Nope, fisticuffs now."
That's the reason why Alicia be wearing them flats, because she ain't got time to be out here in these 6-inch let me show off my shoes heels. Mm-mm. She got to be able to like dip in and dip out.
Yep, you know what those are? Instincts of color. She got to get out of the way. I'm not doing this shit. No. Nope. Zoom.
I'm definitely not going to be trying to do this and accidentally turn the angle.
She got to zoom out of the way.
Right.
She knows. She got to bob and weave. She's like, my afro's too cute to be getting caught up in your bullshit. Sneakers. Flat shoes. I got to be able to run. This dress, spandex. Got to be able to run. Stuff. I feel it. I feel you.
Awesome episode.
It was. That brawl with Finn and Kyle and Pete and applesauce over there. And that was great. I want the triple threat with Finn, Kyle, and Pete for the championship. That's what I want. Because Karrion Kross is boring as hell.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Don't care. Boring.
If it wasn't for Scarlett, there would be nothing to see when it comes to him.
Nothing. Even when he talks to the crowd, I know they have to be prompting the crowd to like hype him up. They have to be, because there's no way y'all find him interesting.
And it's like they're trying to make him like a baby face too, sort of.
Yeah, because the way he's like reacting with the crowd is like, oh, like we've been waiting for him to be champion. No, we haven't. We ain't been waiting for you. Get out. So he's very boring. So having like his counterpart is gonna have to do all of the work in order to make this. See, that's why they brought in three people. They're like, we need others. We need bring in the good ones. Bring in the back. Kyle, bring your ass. Pete, bring your Finn. Bring your asses. We gotta save this. We gotta save this somehow. Johnny, you and that boy too. Come here. Do something. Save it. They gotta add in all the spices, the paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, some cumin, some turmeric. They gotta add all the flavors. He done his turmeric because he's orange. That's why. Just in case you didn't catch it. In case you didn't catch it. So they gotta add all the spices, or else. This is boring. Sorry, he is.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough couple of takeovers. Watching him defend the title and build up the title matches before we finally get a new champion to replace him. But
oh, God.
I thought that this episode was done very well. Like you said, the women's storyline sprinkled all through the match. The women's main event being the title match was a good taste. And just the, you know, advancements of these stories. Like I said last week, the best book show in WWE is NXT.
Yeah.
Followed closely by SmackDown.
Yeah. And you know how much I love my tribal chief, but SmackDown is just a hair behind NXT.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that too. So what were some of your standout moments?
Obviously the brawl. That was great. The women's the tag team championship match. Fantastic. So good. You guys keep trying to like compare it with like Thunder Rosa and Britt and doing stop doing that. Just appreciate these great matches for what they are. Mm. I'm tired of y'all. This was a great match. Good to finally see Candice with the championship finally after being here for like 32 years. Jeez. Finally she has a championship. So this is really good. I really enjoyed the Leon Ruff and Swerve Scott match. I'm not sick of their rivalry. I know they fought each other for the past like month. I'm not sick of it yet. They added a new element with bringing Swerve's crew there. So I want to see who Leon is going to bring in to kind of like stop that stable. That was fun. I enjoyed the hell out of the Grizzled Young Veterans and Thatch and Ciampa. Great match. Again, love that spot where they like kind of like fooled the ref with like the tagging. That was great. Really, really, really excited about Raquel versus Mercedes. Because that promo, I was already excited, but that promo turned it up. And Kushida versus Escobar is gonna bang. Ugh. So basically all the show. The whole show. Basically the whole show was a highlight for me. Great.
I agree too. I thought that everything was spectacular this week on NXT. The Kushida challenge to Escobar. I thought that Legado Fantasma looked great. They cut a very good promo in the middle of the ring. Tony Storm out here trying to lurk around the corner for revenge, only to get shut down by Zoe Stark and the upstarts. So it looks like, you know, Tony Storm versus the upstarts. LA Knight continuing to cut promos and get wins up until they have something significant for him to do, keeping him relevant and in the mix. Of course, Money Grimes and his battle with Ted DiBiase is first and foremost on this show I tune in for. Swerve and Isaiah Scott, they killed it. Great way to open the show, set the tone. And then, like you said, the brawl with Karrion Kross and Finn and Pete Dunne and Kyle O'Reilly was really good. And the tag team match as well. I mean, if you think about this, they hit everything they needed to hit. They hit their main event thing. They kind of like touched on their secondary title. They had the cruiserweight belt in here. They had upstarts, tag teams, women. So, I mean, yeah, just a well put together show once again by NXT. Definitely the best wrestling show in America per date.
Yep.
NXT.
Yep.
So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Miss Simi for her shout-outs and thank-yous.
Well, shout-out to you, Don, as always. Shout-out to the WrestleCast family. Shout-out to the CSPN family. Shout-out to the patrons for paying a little extra to hear us speak some more. Shout-out to all you listeners. Shout-out to you guys in the hashtags because your commentary always makes me laugh. And shout-out to this body pillow that I bought yesterday because it's doing wonders for my hip.
Oh, yeah? What you do to your hip?
I'm old. And my job. Oh, never sit down.
Yeah, you got a job where you stand all the time and you're all constantly walking on those concrete floors that don't have any give. Okay, I got you.
Yep.
I got you.
I sit down for 1 hour and 15 minutes. And that's it.
Sounds like lunch break.
Yep, a lunch and my 15-minute break. I don't even take the second one. So my hip is hurting.
So because it's too close to going home, isn't it?
Yeah, and plus there's too much to do starting late at night, and I'm like, I don't have time. I gotta get this shit done. If I don't get it done, I can't get out of here till 1 o'clock in the morning. So I just don't take it.
Yes.
So my body's been just like, but you know, this here body pillow is just the topping with the balance. Also, I need a new mattress. But there's also that.
Well, shout out to Miss Simi for joining me once again here on the NXT cast. Also for joining me over on the Dark Match, where you can find that on patreon.com/CSPN Media. We talk about AEW each and every week on that episode. You can also listen to our before and after conversations that we have here before all the recordings on the WrestleCast Network. So go check out that premium content. Once again, that's patreon.com/CSPN Media. Shout out to everybody who joined us this week in the NXT cast hashtag Rawcast, Dynamite Cast, SmackDown Matters. Definitely appreciate everybody sharing their commentary with color. Just continue to support the podcast. Go over to CSPN.us, click on the tab that says keep our podcast free. Click on any of our sponsors, do some shopping, some of your purchase from that shopping spree. We'll come back to the CSPN to help keep the podcast free each and every week. Shout out to everybody that's on the CSPN who helps me record these podcasts and get them out to the fans each and every week. Miss J to the Max, Miss Simi, Mo to the _ Reese, and our Starwind, Terry's Boy. Everybody who's been a guest, everybody who listens, please continue to rate and review the shows. Give us the 5 stars on iTunes and in your apps so everybody knows what we're doing over here on the CSPN with the WrestleCast, providing you that pro wrestling commentary with color each and every week. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Woo, see you on the hashtag.
Of the month, and may I say, you're losing your taste pretty damn quick. You don't deserve to be in the same ring as me. You don't deserve to be in the same locker room as me. Hell, you don't even deserve to be breathing the same damn oxygen as me. I am a global superstar, former and future women's champion. You're a future nobody. That soon everyone is gonna forget about. Zoe, I brought you into this business. Whenever I am ready, so help me God, I will take you right back out of it.